Simony glared at him. You? He said. Why should I get you out of here? You're an inquisitor. He grasped his sword. Brother backed away. I'm not. On the ship when the captain sounded you, you just said nothing, said Simony. You're not one of us.
I don't think I'm one of them either, said Brother. I'm one of mine.
He gave Didactylos an imploring look, which was a wasted effort, and turned it towards Urn instead.
I don't know about this soldier, he said. All I know is that Vorbis means to have you killed, and he will burn your library. But I can help. I worked it out on the way here.
And don't listen to him, said Simony. He dropped on one knee in front of Didactylos like a supplicant. Sir, there are some of us who know your book for what it is. See, I have a copy.
He fumbled inside his breastplate.
We copied it out, said Simony. One copy, that's all we had. But it's been passed around. Some of us who could read it to the others. It makes so much sense.
Said Didactylos. What?
Simony waved his hands in excitement.
Because we know it. I've been to places that. It's true. There is a great turtle. The turtle does move. We don't need gods.
Urn, no one stripped the copper off the roof, have they?
Said Didactylos.
Don't think so. Remind me not to talk to this chap outside, then.
You don't understand, said Simony. I can save you. You have friends in unexpected places. Come on. I'll just kill this priest.
He gripped his sword. Brother backed away.
No, I can help too. That's why I came. When I saw you in front of Vorbis, I knew what I could do.
What could you do? Sneered Urn.
I can save the library.
What? Put it on your back and run away? Sneered Simony.
No, I don't mean that. How many scrolls are there?
About 700, said Didactylos.
How many of them are important?
All of them, said Urn.
Maybe a couple of hundred, said Didactylos mildly.
Uncle?
All the rest is just wind and vanity publishing, said Didactylos.
But they're books.
I may be able to take more than that, said Brother slowly. Is there a way out?
There could be, said Didactylos.
Don't tell him, said Simony.
Then all your books will burn, said Brother. He pointed to Simony.
He said you haven't got a choice, so you haven't got anything to lose, have you?
He's a... Simony began.
Oh, everyone shut up, said Didactylos.
He stared past Brother's ear.
There may be a way out, he said. What do you intend?
I don't believe this, said Urn. There's Omnians here, and you're telling them there's another way out.
There's tunnels all through this rock, said Didactylos.
Maybe, but we don't tell people.
I'm inclined to trust this person, said Didactylos. He's got an honest face. Speaking philosophically.
Why should we trust him?
Anyone stupid enough to expect us to trust him in these circumstances must be trustworthy, said Didactylos. He'd be too stupid to be deceitful.
I can walk out of here right now, said Brother, and where will your library be then?
You see, said Simony.
Just when things apparently look dark, suddenly we have unexpected friends everywhere, said Didactylos. What is your plan, young man?
I haven't got one, said Brother. I just do things one after the other.
And how long will doing things one after another take you?
About 10 minutes, I think.
Simony glared at Brother.
Now get the books, said Brother, and I shall need some light.
You can't even read, said Urn.
I'm not going to read them.
Brother looked blankly at the first scroll, which happened to be De Chelonian Mobile.
Oh, my God, he said.
Is something wrong? Said Didactylos.
Could someone fetch my tortoise?
End of CD 5.